Alphabet reported $112 billion in profit. $98 billion of it came from one line that sells nothing. Alphabet reported the largest quarterly profit in its history last night, and most of it did not come from search, cloud, or ads. It came from marking up the value of companies Alphabet owns pieces of. The mechanism is legal, disclosed in the filing, and worth understanding, because it is the mirror image of what General Motors reported 2 days earlier. The simple version. Alphabet, Google's parent company, reported second quarter results after the close on Wednesday. Net income was $112.1 billion, up 298% from a year earlier, the largest quarterly profit in the company's history. Here is the line under the headline. The filing says other income reflected a net gain of $98.0 billion, primarily the result of net unrealized gains on equity securities. In plain English, most of the record profit did not come from selling ads, cloud computing, or anything else. It came from marking up the paper value of companies Alphabet owns stakes in. The numbers. Net income was $112.1 billion, up 298% from $28.2 billion a year earlier, and diluted earnings per share were $9.11, up 294% from $2.31 Alphabet. Form 8K, July 22, 2026, SEC Edgar. The other income line showed a net gain of $98.0 billion, which the filing says was primarily the result of net unrealized gains on equity securities. A year earlier, that same line was $2.7 billion Alphabet, Form 8K. Revenue was $119.8 billion, up 24% from a year earlier, an acceleration from 14% growth in the same quarter last year Alphabet. Operating income, the profit from actually running the business, was $40.8 billion, up 30%, with the operating margin expanding to 34.0% Alphabet. Google Cloud revenue was $24.8 billion, up 82% from a year earlier Alphabet. Reporting identifies the equity stakes behind the gain as primarily SpaceX, which went public in June, and Anthropic Fortune, July 22, 2026. Capital spending was $44.9 billion in the quarter, and the company raised its 2026 capital spending forecast to as much as $205 billion Alphabet, as reported. Free cash flow was negative $5.9 billion, the first negative free cash flow quarter since the company went public in 2004 Alphabet, Form 8K, historical comparison as reported by multiple outlets. Wall Street's consensus estimate had been roughly $2.89 per share LSEG. The stock fell as much as 7% in Thursday morning trading and closed the day down about 6% as reported. Where $98 billion profit comes from without a sale. Alphabet owns pieces of other companies, including stakes it bought years ago when those companies were small and private. Accounting rules require Alphabet to carry those stakes at fair value, and when the measured value changes, the change flows through the income statement as a gain or a loss, even if Alphabet never sells a share. This quarter, those values jumped. SpaceX went public in June, which converts a private estimate into a daily market price, and reporting identifies the stakes driving the gain as primarily SpaceX and Anthropic. The result was a $98.0 billion gain landing in a line most readers never look at, called other income. The word doing the work is unrealized. Alphabet did not receive $98 billion in cash. It holds stakes the market now values much higher than before, and the accounting requires that markup to run through profit. If those market values fall next quarter, the same line runs the other way as a loss with the same force. None of this is hidden or improper. The filing states it in one sentence plainly. But the headline number and the business tell two different stories. Net income tripled, while the profit from actually operating Google grew a strong but ordinary 30%. Both are true. Only one of them is about the business. The mirror image of General Motors, 2 days apart. On Tuesday, General Motors reported earnings that fell 26% by the standard accounting measure, while its adjusted earnings rose 41%, because a large one-time charge landed on the reported number. We wrote that the skill is asking what got adjusted out. Alphabet is the same lesson running the opposite direction. GM's reported number was dragged below the business by a one-time charge. Alphabet's reported number was lifted far above the business by a one-time gain. In both cases, the reported figure is accurate, legal, and misleading if read alone, and in both cases, the fix is the same. Find the operating number sitting next to it. That pair, a charge that made a good quarter look bad and a gain that made a good quarter look supernatural, is the best two-day argument you will ever see for reading past the headline earnings number. The same week, by fact sets count, 88% of companies reporting beat expectations, which is its own story we decode separately. The real cost lens on paper wealth. The mechanism in Alphabet's filing is one most households already live with, at a different scale. If your home's estimated value rises $40,000, you are wealthier on paper, and no cash has arrived. You cannot spend the increase without selling or borrowing against it. A retirement account that gains 20% in a year has the same property. The gain is real as a measurement and unrealized as money, and it can reverse before you touch it. Alphabet's $98 billion is the same phenomenon with more zeros, a markup, not a payment. The practical habit is to keep two ledgers in your head, what things are marked at and what has actually been received, because only the second one pays bills. That distinction, marked versus received, is the entire story of this earnings report, and it is a distinction that applies to every net worth number you will ever calculate for yourself. Alphabet's profit tripled and its business grew 30%. Both are true. The $98 billion between them is a markup, not a payment. What this means? When a profit number looks impossible, find the other income line before believing or disbelieving it. Gains on investments, legal settlements, and asset sales all flow through profit while saying nothing about the business, in either direction. It is also worth noticing what the market did. The stock fell despite the record profit, because investors look straight past the paper gain to the capital spending forecast and the negative free cash flow. Whatever else that reaction shows, it demonstrates that the people with money at stake read the report exactly the way this article suggests. Operations first, other income last. What this is not? This is not a claim that Alphabet did anything improper. Unrealized gains on equity securities are required accounting, disclosed in the filing in plain language. This is not a prediction of Alphabet's stock, its investments values, or its future results, and unrealized gains can reverse. This is not advice to buy, sell, or hold Alphabet, SpaceX, or any other security, and it is not a comment on the value of any company named here. The identification of the sources: Alphabet Inc., Form 8K, Exhibit 99.1, Q2 2026 results, filed July 22, 2026, SEC Edgar, https://www.secgov/archive/edgar/1652044/000165204426000066/gujexhibit. Alphabet Inc., Investor Relations, https://abcseyes/investor/. Identification of equity stakes. Fortune, July 22, 2026, https://fortunecom/2026/07/22/anthropic spacex investments google earnings biggest ever profit quarter/. Capital spending forecast and free cash flow coverage. Investing.com, July 23, 2026. https://www.investing.com/news/earnings/alphabet nearly doubles capital spending as AI push powers Q2 growth. 4,806,860. Alphabet share price coverage. The Motley Fool stock market today, July 23, 2026. https://www.fool.com/coverage/stock market today/2026/07/23/stock market today July 23. Alphabet slides, 7 after announcing 2020, 6 capex of roughly US $200 billion/.